This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hamas says it's close to an agreement with Israel on a temporary truce so aid can be brought into the Gaza Strip and a swap of hostages for prisoners can take place. A Hamas official told Al Jazeera TV the agreement would include the release of Israeli women and children in exchange for Palestinian women and children. Meanwhile, at the largest hospital in Gaza, conditions are dire. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has more from Jerusalem.
Desperately ill premature babies after being evacuated from northern Gaza City's devastated Al-Shifa Hospital over the weekend have now crossed into Egypt for badly needed treatment. A team from the World Health Organization visited Al-Shifa and described the hospital, now under Israeli control, as a death zone.
No injuries have been reported after a U.S. Navy warplane with nine people on board overshot the runway at Marine Corps Base Hawaii and fell into the ocean. Tucker Hills lives nearby.
A bunch of sirens, so I went outside and I saw, like, four fire trucks past the house and an ambulance. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I got a text from my dad saying that, like, apparently a plane crashed.
A three-judge panel of the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled 2-1 that individuals and organizations don't have the right to sue under the Federal Voting Rights Act. CBS News election law contributor David Becker says the ruling contradicts the Supreme Court.
Through decades, over 50 years, and even very recently, just within the last year, the Supreme Court has heard cases brought by private plaintiffs under the Voting Rights Act and have awarded relief to private plaintiffs.
WHIO-TV says there's been a shooting at a Walmart near Dayton, Ohio. The station says a hospital confirms three victims from the incident and says the coroner has been called to the scene. And in Custer County, Colorado, southwest of Colorado Springs, our affiliate KKTV says the sheriff has confirmed three people have died in a shooting. Police are looking for the shooter. Monday was Transgender Day of Remembrance.
26 transgender Americans' lives were taken this year. In a statement, President Biden said there is no place for hate in America, and no one should be discriminated against simply for being themselves. He said today we're reminded we must recommit ourselves to never stop fighting until all Americans can live free from discrimination. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
A judge in Los Angeles has ruled that there is enough evidence for hip-hop performer A$AP Rocky to stand trial. Rocky's been charged with firing a semi-automatic weapon at a former friend and collaborator outside a hotel in Hollywood in 2021. He's pleaded not guilty. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A psoriasis flare-up?
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for childcare. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed billion-dollar boost to workforce programs and childcare. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. linebackers, three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes, Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire, tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly cloudy sky. By daybreak, 33 degrees and light east winds. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a cool afternoon high of 43. Great travel weather on Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a light southwest wind, and a high 46. It's 39 at our studios.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, this is the Oral Arguments Eve edition. A big Monday. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Crudy. Nice to see you this weekend. Nate, working the board, welcome back. Our fair audience, happy Monday to us all.
Oh, you got to rate the Haas Hole tequila. Good stuff?
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Good to hear.
Very tasty. Went down too good. I'm glad I left the bottle.
You know, it was very nice to see Mrs. Salvia and little Miss Salvia. Nice to see Izzy as well.
Yeah, it was fun surprise this weekend. Good times had by all.
By most. No, by all, because the Badgers won, and ultimately it wasn't.
I told
party.
You, man, Crudy, I told you, you got to have faith, you got to keep watching, move the universe with your attitude, and what happened?
I am wearing my Packers hat, and Detroit did not cover, so I am feeling a little better about the universe.
A fan. When the Badgers were struggling and fighting, man, you were swearing and cutting them down, man. Come on, you gotta let them play the game, play it out, and look what happened.
I'd seen a couple of weeks of them playing it out with god-awful outcomes, man. I was happy. Bowl bound fun. These Badgers.
Yeah, really congratulations.
Yes, to them, not to you, Dom. Mm-hmm. No congratulations yet to our friend Nate either. No deer. Some are rooting against you though, Nate. You know, they're rooting for Bambi, I suspect. But, you know.
That's right. I'll take a piece of sausage if you ever get one.
Yes, as will I. Let's start with the political, Dom, before people get sick of us already. I know I'm getting a little sick of us already. Dom, here's a headline that captured my attention.
It's been a short week, so that's good.
Jesse, OPP appointed. Evers vetoes $2 billion tax cut. I bet it was a Republican tax cut, Dom. And child care credit expansion calling proposal completely unserious.
You serious, Clark?
No, they're completely unserious. According to Tony Evers, Democratic Governor Tony Evers today rejected a Republican proposal to cut income taxes by $2 billion and expand a tax credit parents may use to pay for child care costs, calling it completely unserious. That bill that fails to meaningfully and sensibly address the state's workforce issues. Evers in August called on lawmakers to take up his plan to funnel $1 billion into child care services and workforce programs in a special legislative session. But Republican leaders immediately criticized the amount of spending the governor proposed. They instead gutted Evers' proposal and rewrote it with their own provisions. The GOP-led legislature sent the legislation to Evers last week. Here is what he said. Clearly, Republicans have yet to wrap their heads around our state's challenges, and their inability to take this issue seriously is affecting Wisconsinites' livelihoods, our workforce, and our economy, and our kids' futures. Well, Tony, they are the party that fails to build a new engineering building that would produce a new, 1,000 engineers in the state making about $75,000 per year. Ah, bad investment. But back to the article. Both proposals leaned on the state's $4.1 billion surplus. I thought it was more than that. I thought we were closer to seven, Dom.
Let's see. The GOP proposal would have lowered taxes for Wisconsinites in the state's broad third income tax bracket, increased the amount of state credit a taxpayer can claim for dependents, and increased the amount of money parents can deduct for sending their children to private school.
It would have been about a 20% income tax cut from $30,000 to $304,000 a year, you know, for married couples, between $37,000 and $406,000, you know, working class stiffs, Dom. The $400,000 earners need a tax break.
And the article goes in to talk about some of the, you know, current deductions and so forth. But I want to jump down to what Evers, his intent was here. Again, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jesse Poyen, Evers proposed his plan in an attempt to extend funding for Child Care Counts, a federally funded pandemic era program that has helped keep children child care centers open in an unstable economy. Evers and Democrats tried on multiple occasions to include $340 million in permanent funding for the program in the new two-year state budget, but Republican lawmakers opted to include $15 million for other child care services.
So
instead,
they need $170 million per year, and the Republicans offered seven per year, biennial budget.
Seven and a half, but, you know, who's counting? Child Care Counts was set to run out of funds by January of 2024 without additional funding, something Democrats and program advocates warned could trigger large tuition hikes for parents, worsen staff shortages, and shutter child care programs. Evers announced plans last month to funnel $170 million in emergency funding to keep Child Care Counts operating at current levels through June of 2025.
So